In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Last week we had the pleasure of having Father Christopher Foley serve the Divine Liturgy with us and give the homily. And of all of the things that struck me about what Father Christopher said, there was one thing in particular that I remember. When he quoted, as he said, from the hymnography of Holy Week, where we sing that Christ came into the world in search of Adam, and not finding him, he descended into Hades and pulled him up. Christ came into the world in search of Adam and not finding him. Well, why didn't he find the sons of Adam and the daughters of Eve, as Lewis so beautifully calls us? All of us were here, and yet finding us, he did not find Adam. He didn't find the one that he had created. We are not as God created us to be. He came into the world in order to find Adam and to restore him. And he has done that. And now we are able to live as sons of the new Adam. Jesus the Christ is the new Adam. Not the one who fell in the garden and lost his calling, but the one who came and restored that human calling to all of us, so that we could be what God created us to be from the beginning. And while he is in the world teaching, he is teaching us not how to live in the world in its brokenness and in our brokenness. He teaches us how to live as he is going to enable us to live. Constantly, he's giving parables and explaining things to his disciples that they are not able to understand. And it's not just because, you know, they're not too sharp. They are very sharp. But he is teaching them things that they are not going to be able to understand until all of the things that need to be done are done. Oftentimes we've mentioned that when God acts in the world, he has to use space and time and do things one at a time, as we in the world understand things need to be done, first this and then that. And so during his time of teaching and preaching and healing, he teaches and preaches a way of life that will be possible after he has destroyed the power of death. He teaches a way of life that is the way of life as we are meant to have lived that life. And people respond. Even though the world is broken, we respond to his words, revealing to us what it means to live the kind of life that we always need and desire to live, a world beyond our brokenness. And we have here this morning one example among many of his teaching in that kind of way. The miracle of the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes are often understood by Orthodox as a foreshadowing of communion, a foreshadowing of what Jesus will do in the upper room during that last final week of his great work, when he raises the bread and the wine. And we understand that what he is doing in that room is part of the complete action that he is accomplishing during that week, including his crucifixion and his resurrection. He is making himself into communion for us. But there is something that is revealed by Christ about what it means to be a human being that is very closely related to his accomplishing that great work. Here with this miracle, Jesus has come and he takes compassion on those around him. They are the fallen and broken descendants of the Adam who fell. And and he takes compassion on them, and he heals them. And when the evening comes, his disciples come to him and tell him, well, look, the day is over. We need to send them into the villages so that they can get something to eat. And he responds to them, you give them something to eat yourselves. And of course they tell him, well, we only have these 5 loaves and these 2 fish. And so he says, bring them to me. And he does something. Why did he say, you give them something to eat? Do you think that he thought maybe the apostles had enough food with them to feed 5,000 people? I'm pretty sure he didn't think that. There is something more going on here. We are meant to feed one another. We are meant to feed one another with the life and presence of God Himself. That's part of what we've lost and part of what we've regained. If we are going to be Christ bearers in the world, then we are going to be those who can respond positively to what Jesus asked of his disciples at that time. You give them something to eat. Feed them. We are meant to feed one another with the presence of God. St. John Chrysostom, when he's talking about the miracle of the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, asks, why did he raise his hands up to heaven? Because every act that he does from the Father, through himself, the incarnate Son of God, and in the Holy Spirit. Every action that he does is done in communion with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, joining our humanity into that community, because he himself is the incarnate Son of God. That means he has taken our humanity on himself. Every action that he does that is a divine action, he does in that kind of way. That is how the world was created. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That is how we are meant to live in the world, at one with Him, and doing the things that we do in the world from His perfection and His power. Not from our own, not from any capacity we have ourselves. We are created to be at one with and in communion with God. That is the communion that He restored to us. And the things that we do when we feed others with the presence of God in the world, through ourselves as we are meant to do as created human beings. We do those actions in the same way, through Christ, from the Father, through the Son, and in the Holy Spirit, we act at one with God. That is the kind of human life that Christ came into the world to restore. Later on, in the upper room, with bread and wine, he raises his hands to heaven again. And all of the action that he is about to perform the rest of that week is one with what he is doing there. That's our understanding of what we do during the Divine Liturgy at Holy Communion. We enter into the kingdom of God, into the presence of God, and we raise our hands to God the Father as he did, and at one with Jesus Christ the Son, we make it possible through him for us to have physical communion with God. The bread and the wine is no more simply bread and wine. It is the body and blood of Christ himself. It is the life of God that we have given to us physically. And so what he did there at that time with the loaves and the fish is fulfilled. It was a foreshadowing, but the fulfillment of that foreshadowing is the communion with God that he came into the world in order to make possible. And of course, he makes it possible not simply by what he does in the upper room, but by how he completes that action during the rest of the week. Giving himself over to die. We say that if we're going to be Christians, we have to die to ourselves. He died on the cross, died himself, so that he could destroy the power of death and make it possible for us to die to ourselves and destroy the power of death in our own lives and arise at one with God, so that we could live the life of the sons of the new Adam and his daughters, his children, so that we could live as we were created to live. And that means being the presence of God for others, revealing the presence of God in our life, responding as he told his disciples that they ought to respond. Feed them. We are enabled, we are now able to respond positively to others who hunger and thirst for the presence of God. Of course, we have to die to ourselves in order to do that. It's not something that we can accomplish ourselves. It's not something that we can just fake or come up with some formal teachings about the Orthodox Church. When we are called upon by others who need something from God, it is possible for us to respond and to be the presence of Christ for others. That's what we are called to do, to fulfill what Jesus asked of his disciples on that day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.